Welcome back to Dice Situations, folks. As always, I'm your GM, Ryan, joined by my Chaos crew.
Rich playing Theo.
Roger playing Arendir.
Mark playing Glebnor.
Hope playing Taluga.
All right, gang, let's get right into the recap and start our episode. Last time on Dicey Situations, the Chaos crew had a quick breakfast with Petch before setting out to help their new friend with his demon problem. While Petch and his Earth Elemental mechanics made repairs to their truck, the gang took their new dune buggy for a spin, and along with Gorpor, their riding gecko, made their way to the cinder fields. Upon arriving at the Dreadfuel Quarry, they discovered a pack of mischievous fire imps turning the precious liquid into burning blister coil constructs. The boys leapt into action and began their assault, but quickly realized that the blister coils grew larger and larger when exposed to fire. Thinking fast, Theo started shooting down imps before they could inflame their oily constructs further. Emerging from the flames, the leader of the imps, a fire geist spirit, led the blister coils up the quarry to attack Glebnor. While Arendir took their new dune buggy down into the gulch to run over the remaining imps, Taluga used his woodland staff to create a protective wall of thorns from the rampaging fire monstrosities. Vines and bramble tore through the blister coils and their fiery leader before they could explode, and the Chaos crew now stands victorious in the smoldering cinder fields. Boys, great job last episode. I hate that staff. Here we are.
Staff's amazing.
You guys find yourself standing at the top of this like rocky little cliff that led down into the oil fields. You're down there on the buggy, Arendir. The whole front of the buggy is just covered in demon ichor from all the imps you ran over. What do you guys like to do?
Juice the ichor into my jug. Wait, the jug's in the 18-wheeler.
The big slurp, son. The big slurp.
Big slurp. It's in the 18-wheeler. God damn it.
My champion, bring the jug over.
I don't have it. It's in the 18-wheeler with the crabs.
Oh, all right. How are we going to bring this back?
I think I have a water skin that we can
put
a little bit in.
Will it just stay on the car? Or will it get blown off if we start driving?
Did you bring your glass blower tools?
Always.
I mean, it's pretty hot over here. This seems like good weather for making glass.
It's true.
Give it a while, buddy. We can maybe make some jugs to bring this stuff back in.
What, how many jugs do you think we'll need? Arendir, how much ichor is there?
It's the entire front of this dune buggy.
Several jugs coming right up.
Yeah, if you had to guess, jug-wise, how many jugs?
Yes, if you had to put it into jug terms, how many would there be?
I'd say it's at least 2 to 3 jugs deep.
Oh wow, deep.
three jugs deep. I hope we can carry it all back. This is going to be a lot of ichor.
Jugs, not drugs.
That's right, Glebnor. See, he's learning.
Wow.
All right. Yeah, give me a, I guess what it's called, like a check for your glassblower's tools.
What kind of check?
Roll a d20 and then add your proficiency bonus to it since you are proficient in glassblower's tools for some reason.
13.
Okay. Make a nice looking jug.
All right. Juice it into my jug.
All right. I just like take one of the jugs and just scrape it off.
Can I turn one of my pseudopods into like a squeegee?
Yes, squeegee. Oh, that's very smart of you, champion.
Yes. You're like a really gooey Billy Mays.
Bam! No, what did he say?
Great question.
OxyClean.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, he was doing Oxy.
And there's more? I think it was an and there's more.
And there's more. But I think you're thinking of Vince, the ShamWow guy.
Oh, okay.
No? Yeah.
Bam? Sure.
I thought Bam was
Guys,
Emerald.
This has been a great Bam was Emerald. This has been a great squeegee talk. But we'll pick this up on the after show.
All right, fine, whatever.
Yeah.
All right, so I stick my juice jug in the buggy.
Perfect. Yeah. On the back of the buggy now you have a big jar full of gross demon ichor. Disgusting. Yeah, and also yeah, the dread fuel left remains in the pools.
Is there corpses?
There are no corpses, actually. Just there were obviously these were like
the little fire imps aren't.
They all turned to ichor when they blew up.
Oh shit!
Yeah,
I was gonna try and get like a thumb or something to jam in the top of the jug to keep her from spilling.
Yeah, no loose thumbs around.
Okay, whatever. You know,
just checking. Yeah. Do a quick cursory glance. No thumbs about. We could probably use a cork, right? Instead of
Do you just have cork on you?
No.
I'm trying to improvise here, Reggie.
Maybe we can get it from Pesh. We get some corks.
I know, but we still have to drive back very gingerly now. And I want to go fast. I got the need for speed, Daddy.
Can you use your pseudopods to, like, plug the holes with your...
I don't want to get Icar on my pods.
Maybe it makes you fast.
I guess I'll use my Icar on the pods. Or vice versa, as they say.
Can I wrap rope around a pitten and just kind of...
Perfect. Yes. Thank you for a reasonable solution to this problem you created. Yeah. You see, as Glebnor is contemplating sticking his pseudopods in this gross, black, viscous blood liquid, Theo, you kind of just put a pipe in the top.
Yeah.
Tie it off.
I think that should work.
All right. Hey, you're the boss.
That's I'm going to take a quick look around now.
Wait. Yeah. Can we try and figure out how they pick it up?
Pick up the dread fuel?
What? Yeah.
Much like an earth elemental would?
Yeah. Pet just said they just pick it up.
I mean, son, you know what? Give me your best shot. He'll never learn unless you...
Sure. Give me... you walk over to this still smoldering, like, gooey pile. Give me constitution saving throw.
Oh, no. 12?
Take 5 fire damage as you pick up liquid burning oil.
Daddy! We're probably not supposed to touch this.
You know, I could have told you that, son, but I feel like you learn better through experimentation.
I'll never touch it again.
It's like touching a hot stove. Sometimes you gotta let them do it.
Yeah, or no, we don't have electrical outlets, do we?
Nope.
Wouldn't know what I was about to talk about. Anyways, I look around.
Can I get a round of perception or investigation checks from the gang, if you wouldn't mind?
8.
12.
18.
12.
Arendir, as you're kind of kicking around the corpses, you can see there's like a little smoldering like pile where that firegeist was. And you go down and pick up a nice little golden ring. This is a ring of fire resistance.
Man, I wish I had that a second ago.
Yeah.
Oh, can I keep this ring, my lord?
You found it. Yeah.
Finders keepers, kind of how we work around here.
Yeah, pretty much.
Sometimes we share.
Show your hat assortment.
I can already feel Blee Blee getting more powerful within me, holding this ring.
Might have to put it on.
I'm going to slip on the ring.
Yeah, it's not cursed, but you're acting like it is, so I guess it's just a regular ring of fire resistance.
Well, it's a demon ring.
Yeah. It's warm to the touch.
Okay.
Yeah. Not to him.
Yeah, this, it's already making me feel things inside.
What?
I'm just going to move on past this. Let's go back to Pesh. Guys, I love Pesh.
Arendir really likes the ring, huh?
Yeah. I hope it doesn't turn into like a weird thing and then we're going to have 3 movies where we throw precious. It in a volcano.
Reggie, look at my ring. Look at this. My God guided me to this ring.
Yeah, no, good ring, bud.
That's great.
Let me just check to make sure, you know, it's...
You don't think it's the one
ring? I just don't think it's cursed. I would hate to have you have a cursed ring. It's...
Well, yeah, you could look at it. It's fine.
Give it a look.
He's going to cast Identify on it.
Arendir's just kind of a weird guy. It's a normal ring of fire resistance.
Thank God.
Arendir.
If he starts causing, like, anything and we got to take a journey across 3 movies to dump this thing in a volcano, I'm going to be so mad.
Wow, is this one of the sidebars I keep hearing about?
Arendir!
No, we didn't
say sidebar, so that's on us.
Arendir, sidebar.
Yeah?
If you had to choose one word to describe this ring, what would you use?
Unbelievable.
Good. I think we're good, guys.
All right. We're good so far.
All right. Gorpor is like, are we leaving?
Hell yeah, Gorpor. Bring it in.
Sick.
I forgot he was with us.
How do you think I got here? I didn't run here.
I've been waiting up here. I figured probably not going to be good in the battle. So
yeah, no,
but you guys are great.
Any battle you stay out of.
Yeah, you stay safe, Gorpor.
I laid in the sand and blended right in.
You know, I noticed that.
Good call.
Yeah.
Good call.
Smart.
Hey, just checking in. If you guys were to have all died, what should I have done? Just kind of gone back to nature or?
Go to Pesh.
Yeah, go to Pesh.
Go to Pesh. I think Pesh would have treated you nicely.
He's good to know. Great. Okay.
I mean, don't you have friends at the that village that you're in the pen with?
Yeah, I don't know. Just because you share a pen with a guy doesn't really mean, you know, you're buds.
Yeah, go to Pesh.
I'll go to Pesh. Okay. Yeah. I mean, you guys are going to all die, so I'm just saying, if it happened.
He'll get you an application. You'll be fine.
Cool. All right. Well, we getting out of here then, bud?
Oh, yeah. Gorpor. Let's
Hop
go.
On.
Yeah.
You guys fire up the Doom Buggy?
I fire up Gorpor.
We slap some Demon Icar into the Doom Buggy.
Yeah. Give me a sleight of hand check real quick. Whoever's driving.
Is it going to move faster than Gorbo?
So fast. Are you driving?
I was going to drive, but if you're slapping Demon Icker in there, Jesus,
man. Dude, all right, I'll just slide a hand, you said?
Where am I sitting? Am I in a gunner seat outside?
Yes.
Yeah, 14. Nice.
14. Yeah, you pour the Icker in, and the buggy just starts like rumbling with this intense infernal energy. I believe your speed is now in this buggy has been increased by 30 feet for the day. So yeah, this thing is
purring. Isn't there a thing that we have to do when you have the Demon Icker in there?
I believe it's so.
Isn't it a dex check, if I'm not mistaken? Okay. So, I guess roll that D20 and don't roll a 1.
So it only lasts for a minute?
Yeah, you guys are... So you'll
be able to catch up is what he's saying.
You pour the Icker and the engine starts going crazy and you have this boost of speed. You zoom past Tuluga on his riding gecko. Yeah, roll on the mishap table. Let's just see if this engine can handle it.
My blow, follow me!
It's only if he rolls a 1.
14.
Got this?
You feel that wind in your face, Arendir!
We're going to get to Pest so fast to play some FIFA.
Did I hear FIFA?
FIFA, my blob!
I'm coming!
Tuluga furiously whipping Gorpor's ass.
I would never whip Gorpor. Unless he asked.
Reggie, we need our own dune buggy.
I know, we gotta get him our dune buggy. I'm nervous in this one.
Do I hear this?
You can make a perception check.
How? We're miles away.
He has really good hearing.
It's true. I mean, I rolled a 22.
You don't look on the wind.
You can see in the back of the dune buggy, Theo and Reggie are just giving each other like little looks, and they look back at you, and you can hear their whole conversation on your gecko riding
I'm
at them.
I'm just like, don't worry, I got one, guys. I got another one. I got us one. What's another one?
Easy peasy. Okay, so you guys, it's not super far to get back to Petch. You guys are cruising along. A quick survival check just for funsies.
18.
Nice. Oh no.
16.
The gecko got turned around.
10.
You see that as Arendir's going ham in this fucking dune buggy. Like, he's every once in a while doing like burnouts and stopping to do figure eights, and there's this huge cloud of dust. And then as you kind of cough up some dust, Tuluga, you look up and you don't see the buggy anymore.
What? Where'd you guys go?
Oh, God no.
Damn it, Arendir.
That's not good. He was having too much fun, I think. I think we lost him, bud. Sorry, boss. I think Arendir's kind of, he was really hoofing it on that thing. I guess I'm hoofing it. Yeah, I don't know. I don't see him.
Okay, well, do you know where to go?
Kinda. Yeah, make a perception check.
For you know what? I trust you implicitly with my 6.
We've got this.
Yeah, we do.
Just can follow the tracks.
What tracks? It's sand.
I'm going to quickly cast message.
Sure.
What's the range?
120 feet, right?
Bingo.
Yeah. Is it 100?
Yeah.
Wow,
yeah.
That's far.
I know, right? I'm going to... Daddy, yes. Follow the sound of my voice.
Son, that... Okay, yeah, sure.
Performance check with advantage.
And do I have to do a perception?
Sure. I'll give you advantage on it, too.
Do you do this in my mind as well as out loud?
Just out loud.
Okay.
14.
With advantage, you got a 2?
I had a nat 1 and then a 3, and I have a minus 1. All right.
I guidanced myself. I have a 17.
You can... There's like a dot in the distance, and you just hear,
that's him! Go for it, that way!
All right.
I know my son's... Anyway.
So basically, I'm going to have you just kind of start back a turn, essentially, because you got a little lost here. For you three who pull up on the dune buggy, you pull up into Pesh's Dreadfuel Depot. Can I get a round of perception checks from you three, if you wouldn't mind?
21.
Okay.
10. 9.
What was that when I was yelling?
And then can I get actually an investigation check also from all three of you guys? DC 15.
8.
15 on the button.
19.
Okay, interesting. So, you pull up to the Dreadfuel Depot. It's very quiet here now. You don't notice any of the Earth Elementals chugging away. You guys do see your 18-wheeler is parked out front. Looks like they slapped a shiny new coat of paint on this bad boy. All the repairs have been uninjured.
Crabs touched Petch.
You see that you can actually see that the back of your truck is still closed and locked. So they did not leave at any point. You can kind of hear gentle rustling inside.
Okay.
Who got above 15 on the investigation check? You two, right?
I met it.
R&D, you kind of like park the vehicle and you're kind of like getting out. And you guys notice that there is another vehicle parked at the fuel depot. But with the 15, I think above the 15 for the investigation checks, which you kind of just notice as you get out, you're not sure if it's from the heat, but you know when it's really hot out, it's kind of like that, like waves of like in your vision, you're definitely getting that impression. And you can see that standing next to this vehicle that is parked at the gas station, there's a pretty tall figure wearing traditional Magrian kind of like Outlander clothing. They have a long, dark purple duster on. They have like a little sort of like bowler hat on their head and like a bandana tied around their face to kind of keep the sand out. The vehicle is what really strikes you. It is this strange, almost alien looking, I'm going to call it like a Corvette. It's parked out front, deep purple. There's like all these like, there's like all over this thing are like bits of artifice. There's such gadgets attached to like every piece of this this car. And this tall figure kind of sees you guys rolling up, puts a hand out. And can I, real quick, can you guys just tell me what your surface thoughts are right now?
Where's Patch?
In my head, it's probably like, how did we lose Toluga? Arendir's insane. Who the hell's this guy?
Mm-hmm. Perfect. Okay. Anything on you, Arendir?
I can't wait to have one of those glizzies again. And a blueberry.
I'll say, make another round of perception checks real quick, gentlemen, if you wouldn't mind.
10?
17.
8.
Okay. Arendir, as you kind of get out of the buggy now and kind of walk up with Glebnor, and I guess Reggie's out of the car too at this point. You do notice that you kind of saw in the passenger seat just the head of a creature, and jumping out of the front seat is this big, black, gnarled, like, hound. Looks like an old bloodhound, just big, bulbous body. And like, it seemed like, again, you're not sure if it's from the heat, but the vision is just seems wavy on everything here.
How close are they to us?
They're only about like 15 feet in front of you.
Puppy!
And you can see this figure looks like he's working on something on the back of his big car. But as he looks up, he's like, sorry, friends, if you're here for fuel, it appears that they're all out.
That's what you think, pal.
He kind of points back toward the fuel depot. And you guys can see there is a little close sign on the door.
Is Petch not here now?
Oh, you're looking for Petch. He was the Earth Genasi, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, real nice guy.
Don't you worry. He said he'll be right back. He was going to check for me if he had any extra fuel. I hate wasting soul coins this deep out in the desert.
And you can see he's rotating like 3 coins through his fingers. He's like, I hate to spend them. He starts flicking one coin in the air over and over again.
What kind of scream is coming out of this coin?
How rare is this coin from
Scream?
Can I get
some perception checks from you three?
No. I don't like this at all.
That's Petch. This man is dead.
I think one of them's Petch and the other two are the
16.
The elementals.
Not the crabs.
Nat 1.
You said perception?
Perception.
12.
You can hear very faintly, Arendir.
Oh. I turn to Theo and Glebnor, and I just go,
he killed Besh.
I'm going to go into a rage.
Oh, don't get mad yet, friend.
I'm pulling up both guns.
Ah, Jaegeron weapons.
No.
He, at this point, pops the trunk and pulls out a Mind Flayer musket. This pulsing black musket.
Does he have to do the whole thing?
Yeah. So as he pulls it up, you can see there is a like purple tentacle wrapped around this gun. And there's like veins almost like embedded into the weapon. He pulls down his bandana as Mind Flayer tentacles pour out over his vest.
I'm going to touch my god and class warning bot on him immediately.
Now, I don't want trouble with all three of you boys.
That give us depends. The coin. That depends on if you accept your new lord and savior, Bleebly, the bringer of the wet.
Bleebly, was it?
He goes to his waistcoat and pulls out, looks like a little stack of papers.
See, bounty hunting is incredibly profitable this far south in Magria. And Bleebly, you say?
He folds open a wanted poster with Theo's face on it.
That must mean you're Glebnor?
Wait a minute.
As he slides open another wanted poster.
Wait a minute.
Fully green.
Didn't we alter our images on the wanted posters?
You don't know where these ones came from. They don't look similar to the ones you saw in the Underdark.
I was going
to
say, because the Underdark one is just me and my ass.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then he looks at those two and he goes, now here's the thing. I don't really like working with the Krizik Faith. But this one I just couldn't pass up. And Arendir, he pulls out a wanted poster with your face on it.
What'd you do?
I mean, it's the Krizik. He probably did nothing bad.
I mean, depends on who it was.
Oh, okay. Oh, I just, Glibnar, I just want to know what they're, after for.
Oh, you're not sure then? Here, let me read it off for you. It's quite a rap sheet. The elves in Corellis very rarely put out bounties, but for you, it looks like they made an exception. Murder, desertion, treachery.
Yeah, he doesn't seem treacherous.
They're a bit flowery with the language, but you know how elves are.
Wait. Murder most foul?
Let me check the fine print. Most foul indeed.
Gasp!
Only harm those that reject the actual god and not their false god. Anyone who doesn't will die by my sword.
You did quite a bit of harm to your own people, and it seems they want you in.
I'll ask you again. Do you accept your new lord and savior, Bleebly?
I do not.
It's time for you to die then, Infidel.
I was really hoping it would be like this. I haven't had a good fight in ages.
I need you guys to go ahead and roll initiative. You can also roll initiative if you'd like. Taluga, you'll just be a round behind, essentially.
19.
17.
25.
Whoa! It's a big fat 8.
All right. Top of the round is going to be the lair action. You see...
Is the lair action for us because we're cool with Patch?
No. The lair action seems to be coming from this vehicle. You can see that on the back of this, like, Nautiloid Cadillac, there is this, like... It looks to be, like, a metallic, like, hermit crab sort of attached to the back of the vehicle. And right as he sees that you guys are going for your weapons, he flips a button on. Those of you that have Dreadsteel on you, I need you to make a DC 15 strength saving throw.
It's a 4.
Okay.
What am I making?
A DC 15 strength saving throw. Theo, each of your guns is made out of Dreadsteel. I need you to make 3, and you can decide which one is the low one.
16.
16. Okay.
What do I have to get?
15.
None of them.
Okay.
Oh, God.
As he hits the button on the back of this vehicle, there is
I have to make 4.
Four, yeah. Anything you have with Dreadsteel on, you get to make her a save for.
They all fail.
As he hits the button on this strange vehicle, a pulsing wave of magnetism rockets out into the surrounding area. You see all of Theo's guns get pulled off of his body and fling to the back of this vehicle and stuck on this little hermit crab.
Question?
Yes.
What are the grenades made out of?
I'm going to say Dreadsteel, unfortunately.
We got them from Yarno.
Yarno.
And they probably would have been Dreadsteel.
So I need to make 5 for those?
We'll just cut 1 for the whole batch, pretty much.
What if you sleight of hand pulled the pin?
I got a 19. I keep in those.
Okay.
I also got a 23.
Okay. As you see all these weapons get pulled away from everyone attached to the back, the grenades go to pull, and you guys grab them out of the air before they can get yanked over to them.
Be that guy.
Sure.
What about Reggie's grenade?
I was going to actually
what
say.
What about Reggie?
Reggie?
Oh.
What also
right.
happens.
Right. I forgot.
As these guns get pulled and, like, attached to the back of this car, you see Reggie's like, oh, boy. You see he tries to dig his heels in. And he's pushing them down into the dirt, and he spins through the air and gets attached to the back of this car.
It's because I'm a gnome.
I'm going to make a deception check for Reggie here.
Arendir, we'll talk later.
Okay, this went really bad immediately. I'm so sorry, everyone. You can see that the bounty hunter, this, like, illithid assassin, looks over at Reggie as he's kicking and kind of squirming on the back of this thing. Now, what the hell are you? That was the lair action. Theo, you are now up.
I hate him.
Yeah, but he's right next to, like, the guy is right next to that, so Reggie will take the damage too, and I don't want him to.
Oh, yeah, it's a radius.
Yeah.
Throw it under the car.
I'm not fucking blowing up bowler. This car.
We're taking bowl it over. Bomb bowling. Do some bomb bowling.
I'm so sorry, Rich. I didn't think you would lose all of them immediately.
Is it a strength save?
I was trying to basically steal a gun every round, but that was
Is it rough. A strength save to pull things off of this?
Yeah, DC 15 strength check to try to yank it off.
All right. Well, with all that, I take out the bow, the longbow.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, gotta go back to this!
He's gonna be marked by... didn't get rid of it.
It's gonna be marked by Bleebly.
Sharpshooter doesn't say it's on just guns. It's That's on true. Range attacks. Weapons. So, yeah. Sharpshooter on all this.
Yeah, your sharpshooter is from your eyes, not your guns. So,
all right, I'm going to take two shots with the longbow.
Okay. Yeah, Theo, in like a moment of pure panic, because you've lost the weapons you've grown so accustomed to using, you stole that bow on your back, and you take it out and start trying to fire some arrows into this mind flayer.
28 down to a 23.
That'll hit.
19 damage on the first one.
Okay, nice, nice.
24 down to a 19.
He will throw a shield up on this one. He has an 18 AC. His armor is now 23 for the rest of the round. He throws up an arcane shield. Like, you catch him wait. He was not expecting to get shot with an arrow. you shoot him with an arrow, and he throws up an arcane shield right as the second one's about to go into his chest.
You're fast, kid.
Well, you have now been marked by Blaibly.
I don't know what that means.
You're about to find out.
Okay. Tight. Any of their movement. I'll say if you want to, like, dive or try to, like, get into Petch's shop for whatever reason, that's about 10 feet away. This guy's standing at his car, which is 15 feet in front of you.
I'm going to stay behind Arendir.
Okay,
like,
good call. Good
not,
call.
Like, directly behind him, but, like, I'm going to run around to where he's in front of me. And
he's resting perfect. The arrow on his shoulder.
Yeah.
Stand still.
Arendir was, like, getting out of the buggy, so you can probably, like, get behind the buggy to get a little cover here.
All right.
Perfect. Okay. That is Anton Dresden's turn, this Mind Flayer bounty hunter. He is going to go for Arendir first. He is going to use his Mind Flayer musket on you. He pulls out this weapon, and as he goes to load it, you can see the tentacle actually goes in and starts pushing ammo down the musket.
Oh, it's so gross.
It's self-tamping.
I don't like the sound of that.
Okay, 24 and a 20 to hit.
Yeah, those both hit.
Okay, he gets double blasted with this musket here.
Good God.
Ooh, I rolled so high in the second one. 46 piercing damage.
Good God.
Yeah.
Holy moly.
You get hit in the chest with this, and you, like, almost fall over. It is so much, like, pure violent energy in this weapon.
You said 46?
46 total. Unfortunately, it was 15 piercing on the first one, 31 on the second one. The musket does a fuck ton of damage, just putting that out there.
Yeah.
This is a firearms master. Which, you know, you are too as well, I guess there, Theo. But yeah, this guy's not playing around. He takes those shots and is just walking menacingly toward Arendir with his gun drawn. That is going to be Glebnor's turn. You're already enraged. You said that before the combat even started, so you're in a rage already. You have your action, bonus action, movement.
I'm going to get right up on him and grapple him.
Give me a athletics check.
Damn. 11?
19. He ducks below.
Did you roll with advantage?
Yeah. Huh? Oof, yeah. I rolled two fours. I have a plus seven.
As you slide up on him and go to wrap around him, he's fast. He ducks under both of your pseudopods as they go to wrap around him. But yeah, you and Arendir now are basically right next to each other on this dude who's holding this big weird gun. And it seems like he's just covered in fucking weapons in gadgetry right now. You have no idea what's going to be coming next. Anything with your bonus action?
Yeah. I'm going to bonus action big flat.
Okay.
And totally block his view.
Okay, cool. To, like, block
I'm just going to flat.
In front of him.
In between him and everyone else.
Okay, sick. Yeah, you go into big flat mode and...
big flat!
Arendir
and... You didn't see that coming, did you, bitch? My dad's not here and I'm all hyped up on speed!
Oh my God, he's huge.
Yeah, this is probably the biggest in Flash you've ever seen him, actually. He makes essentially like a wall between this bounty hunter and Arendir and Bleebly.
Arendir, Get Bleebly out of here and get Daddy!
What, into the desert? Or
just get Daddy!
Okay. I'll get Daddy.
You can see he yells back to this like weird hound. Fang! Kill the slime. And you see
this
hound starts charging and bites, jumps up to try to bite you. I have my dog here make an attack on you. That's a 19 to hit.
Oh! Meets it.
Okay.
Beats it.
18 piercing damage, halved to 9. I need a DC 15 strength saving throw.
Just missed. 14.
Ooh, this big black hound.
Do you have your luck point?
I do.
It's up to you.
Uh-huh.
You want to spend it now? He's going to knock you prone. That's what he's trying to do here.
Oh, no. He's going to tip my wall over?
Yeah.
He's going to be big and flat on the ground.
Yeah, he's basically like jumping, biting at where your jugular would be, and trying to yank the wall down.
I'm going to lobby for something.
Sure.
I'm going to let him knock me down.
Okay.
Will that then make him have to cross me?
You become difficult terrain, essentially.
That's what I'm asking.
Okay, yeah. I will say that. Sure.
I'm going down.
All right, yeah. You see this big, gooey wall, slime wall comes up. And
Timber!
The dog grabs onto your neck, yanks you ground like where your neck would be. Basically, a wave of slime pours down in front of everyone. That was Fang. That is Reggie's turn, who is stuck.
Strength save, Reggie. Strength save.
I've got this. Get me off this stupid thing.
He'll make a strength save, which he has a minus one to.
Oh, no.
I think that's a nat one.
That's a nat one. He's real stuck. Reggie is completely stuck to this strange little mechanical hermit crab. Can't get himself loose. Yeah, that's his turn. He's just trying to get free, basically. All right. Toluga, give me just like a luck check.
That's a nat one.
You're gonna be one turn away. Unfortunately, you can see like in the distance that like something seems to be happening at the gas station. You make a perception check if you want.
Well, I was gonna say, can I make a plan with Gorpor though?
Sure. Yeah.
I mean, if it looks like it's not like
a kerfuffle's about,
if it's a kerfuffle, all right, Gorpor. If things are bad, I'm gonna say a code word. All right.
Okay.
Code word's gonna be launch me.
All right.
And I want you to just
huck you,
huck me, or you know, a horse's buck. Whatever the best way for you to toss me would be.
I'll stop so short.
Oh my god. So yeah, you'll do like a sprint dash and then just stop short.
Perfect.
All right.
All right. Take a look here. Give me a perception check. See what you see.
Yeah, it was a 13.
13?
Yeah.
You just can kind of make out that Glebnor was Big Flat and no longer is Big Flat.
He's not Big Flat anymore? Something's bad. He loves Big Flat. He's never not trying to be Big Flat. Something's wrong.
Something's terribly amiss. Okay. Arendir, can I get a DC 16 dex saving throw?
That's a 4.
Okay. Coming off of... You can see that as this guy ran forward to fight everyone, no one really noticed it, but he had this like weird kind of contraption on his back, and it looks almost like a bear trap on a chain. It comes off his back almost like telekinetically. It's like glowing in this purple magic as he fires this gnarljack trap at your leg to try to stop you. You are going to take just 5 points of piercing damage, but you are restrained. As this like gnarljack contraption latches onto you,
you ain't going nowhere. I always collect.
That is the gnarljack. I was just trying to yank you. Arendir, it is your turn now.
Do I have to do like a strength check or?
I'll say at the end of your turn, I'll let you make a strength check. I'm not going to make you take a whole action to get out of this thing. But if at the end of your turn, you can try to make a check to try to shake this thing off.
Does this negate my movement or?
Right now you're restrained, so yeah, you cannot move.
Javelin. Oh,
Jesus Christ.
But you are still within 5 feet of this dude because he ran up right on you.
I'm going to attack him.
Okay. You're going to have disadvantage because you're restrained, unfortunately.
God. Disadvantage?
Oh, come on.
I know.
I'm so sorry.
18.
Okay. 18. Let me just check because he did throw a shield up. I just want to make sure.
He's at 23.
I'm pretty sure it's for the whole round.
Yeah, it is.
It is for the whole round. Okay.
I forgot about that.
As you swing your huge blade on him, it like gets rebuffed by this like magic shield he threw up on this round. Okay.
Top of the round.
Oh, I got an attack.
Oh, you got. Oh, yeah. Go ahead. No, sorry, sorry, sorry. Please have at it.
Shame I have all the. I forgot.
He's so used to everybody having one attack.
Yeah, I know. It's been a while since someone had doubles.
Still misses 21.
Yeah.
My goodness gracious.
This psionic shield is very strong around him. You guys can just make real quick insight checks if you wouldn't mind. Three of you guys fighting this crazy bounty hunter.
7.
17.
Yeah. Arndir, you're getting the distinct impression this guy is like very well equipped to handle this fight. You do not feel as confident as you did against the imps about an hour ago. I'll just say that. This is like clearly this guy knows what he's fucking doing. That's just it. All right.
I'm going to bonus action second wind.
Yeah.
Just so I can get some health back.
Perfect.
So 1d10.
Don't worry. The healer's on his way.
And I believe you have surging wind.
I might not last that.
You have surging wind as well. So I think you get to give some of that healing to everyone else.
Yep. 12 HP. So you get 6 guidance for the rest of everyone.
Yep. Any of you guys that are missing hit points, you get 6 hit points back.
I forgot. All our pamphlets are made out of dreadsteel.
Wait a minute. Would that mean his car just got like whaled by a bunch of pamphlets?
I mean, obviously it's designed so he doesn't impale his own vehicle when this thing goes off.
But think of the weight, though. That's a lot of pamphlets.
All right. Well, it's back to the top of the round. So we'll make some more strength checks. Anyone that has Dreadsteel on them, go ahead and make a DC 15 strength saving throw.
Bleebly gets +1 for warding bond.
Oh, cool.
I got a 10, so he's about to get fucking rained on.
My nades just got rocketed right to the fucking...
Theo, as you're kind of scrambling behind Arndir, all your grenades fly off and land on this strange little metal hermit crab.
Same.
And then the same thing, Glebnor, all of your pamphlets... gets sucked out of you and just kind of like almost like kind of like NASCAR style or just on all over the back of this car now.
This is convenient if we get this car.
Can you make one more
it's
check?
Not going well.
You have to make one more strength save for your axe because that is also made of dreadsteel.
23.
Keep the axe on. It's real heavy. You kind of yank it out of the air before it can get pulled away. All right. That is Theo's turn.
What I want to do, I'm going to lobby for having kind of essentially, I guess, two actions it would be.
But, okay, what are you doing? What do you got?
First, I want to cast invisibility on myself.
Okay, sick. Love that.
So with the shadow touch feature, I'm going to cast invisibility on myself. I'm going to run over to the back of the car.
Uh-huh.
And I just want to, whatever he flipped, try and figure it out and undo it on that, okay. On the magnet thing.
You run up and it is like a lot of weird alien buttons and bullshit. So you're like, ah, shit, which one was it? He didn't see you went invisible and then ran away from you. He's not going to use his reaction to try to swing at you because he has no idea where you just went. Give me, we'll call this an investigation check.
It's a 19.
You have this natural affinity for machinery.
It's the one switch that's flipped the other way.
Yeah. And that was your natural ability for machinery tells you that the one weird button that's very big and red was definitely the one he pressed. You click it and you feel that magnetic field shut down. Your guns are all kind of dropped now off the side of the car in front of you.
All right. Can I free action just pick them up?
Yeah, I'll say a free action. You can grab them.
Okay. And
actually, you know what? I'm going to say because you do have a lot of guns. I'll say it's free action to pick up one of them. How about that?
All right.
That feel, I mean,
shotgun gets picked up.
Yeah. You real quick as this, you feel it power off. You grab your shotgun and pull it up. I will say it was a free action, basically.
It's gonna be your turn. It's the action to cast invisibility.
So. That makes perfect sense. Okay, cool. Yeah, awesome. And for Glebnor and Arndir, you look up as you see that Bleebly disappears. Shadows wrap around him and he's just gone.
That's new.
And then you look over the car, and there's just a floating shotgun pointing at the mind flayer.
Would the shotgun not turn invisible once he acquired it?
It's funnier this way.
Okay. He has a point.
Douche.
Oh, my love is so sneaky.
All right, that is Dresden's turn. Let's see.
I'm going to writhe and try and fucking put him off balance.
He's going to turn to lumps.
He is going to cast Mind Blast at Glebnor and Arndir. This wave of psychic energy comes from his mind and shocks both of you. I need you both to make a DC 15 intelligence saving throw.
Oh, God.
DC what?
15.
Failed that miserably.
20. Dirty 20.
Okay. You are only going to take... Actually, you take no damage if you passed it, it looks like.
Heck okay. Yeah.
For you, though, Glebnor, you are going to take 22 psychic damage.
No! Ow!
You were also stunned for 1 minute.
Oh, ow!
You can remake the saving throw at the end of your turn. As you just
remake it,
walked like smashed with this wave of psychic energy. You can see Glebnor's eyes, kind of the big blue, just kind of roll back, and he looks like he just got a concussion without being touched. It doesn't look great, but Arinder, you shake it off because you were so in the zone to defend Bleebly.
Hell yeah!
All right, that was his action. I think he is going to see that he's kind of exposed here. He's going to bonus action Misty Step into Petch's store.
Oh, no.
And try to get some cover from what he assumes is about to be a shotgun blast to his face. So he looks through the window, and you see him swirls of magic go around him, and he teleports inside the store, appearing to go take some cover.
Does he have full cover?
I think because
glass windows.
If you break the window, he will no longer have full windows. Cover.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're regular glass.
Okay. Are you sure? Yeah.
They're not the regular Gorilla Glass.
Basically, if you want to use an action to break the window, he will no longer have full cover. But since he's inside a store with all the windows and doors shut, he has full cover for right now. Okay. That is Glebnor's turn. You're stunned. Let me just get a DC 15 intelligence saving throw to see if you can break out of it.
20!
Yes. Oh shit, okay.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, Glebnor, you shake off this weird psychic attack. I think maybe like him disappearing for a moment kind of like let you kind of relax a little, but he wasn't about to eat you or anything.
Yeah.
But yeah, you are free. Unfortunately, that's your turn. Yeah. But yeah, you
don't get
shake
my bone or
free.
Anything.
No, it happens at the end of your turn.
All right, no
problem.
Carry on.
Unfortunately, Fang is still right in front of you and is going to try to chomp you again.
You could try.
So the big black hound once again goes for where it was imagined a jugular would be.
It's a 21 to hit.
Oh, I'm going to sentinel sword that.
Sure. Okay. It's 17 piercing damage. For you, that's halved to 8.
Yeah.
8, right? Yeah. 8. So if you want to try to sentinel sword that, please feel free, Arndir.
9.
Awesome. Negated.
Yeah, this thing leaps up once again to try to knock Glebnor over, and you pick up a 6 foot tall greatsword and swing it right at it. Go ahead and make your attack roll if you want.
Heck
not
yeah.
The duh. It's trying to kill me.
If it makes you feel any better, it's a monstrosity and not a beast.
Oh, so I can't tell.
I got a
unfortunately
dead on sight.
Yeah, you swing at it enough to knock it out of the air so it can't get to Glebnor, but you don't get to any full damage on him. Reggie will one more time try to get off. He's like,
he's no, off.
He's off.
Turn the magnet.
Yeah, he's like, oh wait, no, there's no magnet. Oh, thank you, Theo.
Pull a pin and run. There's such a 11 weird grenades there. We can totally destroy this car.
I want this car.
Reggie, throw me a grenade.
Okay. Reggie looks down at all the grenades. He just hucks one over to you. That was his action. He just threw you a grenade.
Okay. Don't worry, I have a plan. My
bonus
lord.
Action, get out of
wherever there. You are, my lord. I don't know, but I have a plan.
He kind of like scrambles off of this little thing. Sorry, little beetle man. I have to get out of here. I don't want to go with you. He kind of gets off of the car. Okay, that was Reggie's turn.
That's a grenade. They blew up the whole gas station.
Taluga, you are charging with Gorpor right at the battlefield.
Do I see where this big man went?
Right now, you don't see what they're fighting. You just see a dog ripping at Glebnor on the ground, and everyone looks like they're... You don't see Theo. You see a floating shotgun near a Nautilord Corvette, and...
okay, that's gotta be my god.
And Arendir seems to be, like, looking around, trying to find where this bounty hunter just went.
Can you see a perception to see if I see him? Tentacles floating in the shop?
Sure. Yeah, because I think Gorpor comes to a screeching halt and launches you toward the fight. You kind of skid in front of everyone else. Give me a quick perception check.
It's a cannonball through the window.
If we're in combat. Yeah. I can't guidance myself? Or because I'm not a part of it yet.
Yeah. So, you're in combat now. We're actually at your point of initiative.
Okay.
It would be your action if you want to
roll
guidance.
I rolled a 12.
You can see that like there's rustling inside the store, but you have no idea what they're fighting.
Someone's in Pesh's store? Gorpor, launch me!
Gorpor, make an acrobatics check as Gorpor comes to a screeching halt and launches you toward the fight.
15.
Yeah, you fucking do a little flip in the air, land, Avenger style in front of your friends as you guys are looking now into this little store. Yeah, that's your turn. I will also say you do notice that there is a snapping bear trap trying to basically like, it's like wrapped around Arendir's leg.
Did he make
so
his check?
Oh yeah, I didn't make my check.
Oh, if you wouldn't have had...
He had a turn.
Was your
No, I didn't have my turn yet.
Oh, no. Yeah. No. Oh, you Sentinel Sword.
Yeah, yeah your yeah, Sentinel yeah. Sword, which you missed anyway, so it wouldn't really matter. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, cool.
All right. Do I get
my Yeah, you have your full turn. Yeah.
Okay. Do I now see if you, anything in the shop? Or I guess I could just ask everyone. Guys, what's the problem? Why is that dog on Glebno?
Bad puppy daddy!
Some dude killed Petch!
Huh? Where is he? Tentacle man has killed him.
Who? Where?
In the store!
I hoof it in.
Okay.
I throw my body through the window.
Okay, let's call this an athletics check.
It's a flat 10.
Okay, so you're going to take some damage because you do throw yourself through a window.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, so, you know.
I accept the conditions.
You're going to take 10 slashing damage as you dive through Petch's window. Glass shatters and spreads throughout the store. You roll around, look up. You can see there is a mind flayer behind the counter.
Looks like he's reloading his gun. Wearing shoes.
What?
Yeah, he's got cool boots with spurs on him.
I'm just trying to set up a John McClane scenario here.
I bought those shoes.
What?
You want to know how I got this hat?
Not really.
I souped a porcupine person. And you're next.
What?
And I move up to him.
Okay. As you run up on him, he really quick looks at like a little wanted sign with just like a fish's ass on it. And is like, Toluga.
He knows. You like the ass?
We can talk about this later when you're in jail.
What? I've done nothing wrong. Now turn to soup for killing my friend.
Okay, go for it.
I'm going to level 3 inflict... not level 3, level 2.
Okay.
Inflict wounds. 13.
13's going to miss.
Yeah.
That's dodges as you like leap at him with your necrotic hand.
It's fine. It's always everyone always acts this way before I punch them in the face. For a 25.
Yeah, you punch him right in the tentacle.
And a 21.
Fuck yeah. You jump on him. He's like trying to reload his gun as a fish leaps across a counter, gets on his chest. You kind of like wrap your legs around his waist and just start punching him in his tentacles.
For 21 points of damage.
Jesus Christ.
Things are coming up, Toluga, baby. And I just flex in front of him.
Okay.
Shouldn't have fucked with Petch.
All right.
No one fucks with Petch.
The Gnarljack is going to keep chomping on Arndir's leg. Let's see here. It's a nat 1. It's like biting on you, but your like metal boot is kind of like keeping the fangs from kind of sinking into your leg a little bit.
And that one, you should get advantage on so the save,
tink,
right?
Tink, tink.
It's actually not that bad.
Yeah, you know what? Because of the nat one, I will give you advantage at the end of your turn to kind of get out of this thing. You are currently, unfortunately, still restrained, but you do have your turn if you want to do anything with it.
Yeah, can I can still make actions?
Yeah, if you can still make actions, or just a disadvantage to get this thing off your leg. If you want to use an action,
off of me!
If you want to use an action to get try to rip this thing off, I'll make you basically you can be part of your attack action. You use like one of your attacks to make a strength save to yank it off, and then you'll be good.
So is this thing like the bear trap? Is that like a chain on it or anything? Or is
yeah,
it
it's like wriggling on the ground now.
It's like a chain chomp.
Oh, it's literally a chain chomp. Yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah, I'll use the strength save now. Then.
Yeah, sure, go for it. DC 15.
With advantage?
I'll give you advantage because you got a nat 1 on that little bite.
Thank God. Oh, 15.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Awesome. Yeah, you kind of kick this thing loose. Give me actually, for funsy, give me an athletic check real quick.
That's a 9.
Okay. Yeah, you kind of like kick it at the like the window of the like store, the unbroken one. Mm-hmm. Not hard enough to break the window, but it does crack it as it then falls on the ground, kind of chomping around. Yeah, sick. You have another action, movement, bonus action.
Get this dog off of it!
Oh yeah, the dog. Yeah, I'm gonna go try and mess up this dog.
Go for it.
I'm gonna go great weapon master on his butt.
Cool.
The plope believes.
That is a 9.
Okay. It's gonna miss. It's a fast dog.
Damn dog. I'm like right in front of it, basically.
Yeah.
Right in front of the dog.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm not gonna move.
Okay. I think sick.
Yeah, I'm gonna
yeah, you kind of post up with Glebnor and try to like fight this dog off.
Yeah,
really viciously attacking him.
Daddy, throw some glizzies.
What? What's a glizzy again?
The tube meat.
The tube meat. Got it.
The end of your turn, he is going to use a legendary action to make an attack on Toluga. So with his legendary action, he's gonna make a tentacle attack. As you were on top punching into
I'm
this creature,
beating the shit out of you.
His tentacles wrap around your neck. It's a 23 to hit.
It hits, but I'm going to warding flare.
Okay. 18?
Oh, so close.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
I'm going to luck point it.
That's what I'm debating right now. Well, is he trying to grapple me?
You'll be grappled if you get hit by this.
They'll just
not restrained, just grappled. Yeah. I'm gonna let you tell. Here, I'll give you right on front street what's about to happen. You're gonna take 15 psychic damage. You are grappled with escape DC 15, and you have to succeed on a DC 15 intelligence saving throw or be stunned until the grapple
You know,
ends.
I'll use the luck point.
Sure.
You know, on second thought.
Well, I was like, how do I make this fight hard for them? I was like, oh, I know. Intelligence saving throws, the thing that none of them are good at. Sorry, it's 18 again. I'm so sorry. Yeah, he wraps his tentacles around your head. And you feel waves of psychic energy going inside your body. You are grappled by this, and make the DC 15 intelligence saving throw for me.
Yeah, well, get ready for a stunned Tuluga for forever. Six.
You are currently stunned. You're only stunned while he's grappling you. Keep that.
Can't
keep
wait to
alive.
Break out of the grapple while I'm stunned.
Okay.
Can we disrupt the? Can an outside source disrupt?
If somebody else wants to come and try to like yank him free, totally.
Or blown away.
You want to blow him?
I'm gonna get blown. I snap out of my stuff. I'm getting blown. Ivy, who?
Push mommy.
Oh, wait. What?
Everyone lock in. Okay. So, the vehicle has been turned off by Theo, so he will not get the lair action unless he turns it back on. So that is sweet. Dunzo, Theo. That is your turn.
How far away from me is he?
You can see that he's about 15 feet away from you inside the store.
With no cover.
Wrestling with Tuluga. There's broken glass everywhere, but you now have a clean shot on him if you want to take a hit.
Can I use a free action to pick up one more of my guns?
Yeah, sure.
All right. I'm going to pick up Executioner's Hand.
Cool.
Oh, interesting.
When we were driving back, would that have been a short rest?
I'll give you a short rest, sure.
Dope.
Can I roll some health?
If you're going for a short, if we would say you guys would have had a short rest, go ahead.
Because that would be very...
I'm feeling
extremely
nice.
Extremely helpful.
Go ahead. Roll that short rest. Hit dice back.
All right. What I'm going to do is... Since I have Jury's Verdict, I'm going to bonus action aim down sights.
Okay.
So that gives me... If I hit him, he'll have to make a strength save. Or
be
pushed 15 feet.
Which will break the grapple.
Yep.
Okay. Go for it.
It wouldn't take me, would it?
No.
Nope.
Force movement like that, it'll just break the grapple free.
Is it just because it's force? Like,
I think it's just like if he wanted to move you, he would have to use half his movement.
Okay.
But if you basically, if like you're grappling someone, and someone gets pushed away 5 feet, it just breaks the grapple.
Okay. What I'm going to do is use Deadeye Shot on this.
Perfect. Okay.
So I have advantage. I'm also using Sharpshooter.
Perfect. Okay.
20 down to a 15.
15's going to miss, unfortunately.
Okay. I'll do the same thing again. We've agreed that the aim down sights happen
until it hits. Perfect. Yep.
28 down to a 23.
Perfect. And he can't even stop that with shield because he'd still just hit him.
But his shield was down after the round.
Yeah. So if he threw a shield up now, it would only get his AC to 23. So he's going to get hit no matter what, basically.
He's catching a slug in
so
the bush.
So it would be 27 damage.
Okay.
And then he has to make a DC 16 strength saving throw.
Okay. So, Theo, you pick up your other gun, grab... Actually, you know what I totally forgot about? You were invisible, so you could have made the first shot with advantage.
Oh, without using...
Without using Deadeye Shot. So give yourself a trick shot back, basically.
Okay.
You get up, and coming out of invisibility, you can see this mind flare. I'm going to let you guys know he was going to try to eat your brain on the next turn.
Little does he know I have no brain.
I know. The ultimate defense against mind flayers. You can see these tentacles. It looks like he is going to like rip Tuluga's head open so that he can absorb, eat his mind. And right as he's doing that, he gets one quick glance as he takes a slug to the chest and gets rocketed back through a bunch of shelves. Potato chips and everything go flying everywhere. Tuluga, you're no longer grappled.
Huh.
He is pushed back 15 feet into the store.
All right, so he's 30 feet away from me.
30 feet away from me now. Yep.
All right.
I felt like something was trying to rip my mind open.
Action surge.
Okay. yeah, he's his bowler hat's on the ground as his mind flare is just like getting up.
Definitely want to grab that.
I want his boots.
I'm going to do Jury's Verdict with a violent shot into it.
Cool.
Sharpshooter.
Yep. As is expected.
All right, gun jams.
Ooh, okay.
Oh, no.
And then
high intensity fight.
So I'm going to switch to Judge's Sentence.
Awesome.
Violent shot and sharpshooter.
Oh, wait, did I pick up Judge Sentence or Executioner's Hand? I thought I picked up
Executioner's Hand.
Yeah. So that's the one I'm going to use.
Yep.
I think that's going to miss. 18 down to 13.
Yeah, it's going to miss, unfortunately.
Okay.
You start, like, firing into the store wildly as he's, like, scrambling over, like, a destroyed shelving unit, and he's hiding behind the glizzy machine, getting his gun ready.
He knows his weakness.
Okay. Anything with your movement or bonus action?
I already used my bonus action.
Oh, okay, cool.
Movement, I'm not moving because I got to pick up my other two guns.
Perfect. All right, sweet.
And my grenades. Damn it.
There's a lot going on over here.
Someone okay. Take grenades?
You're in the store. You didn't hear that.
He is going to...
I have
to
one, my plope.
Use another second...
I have one!
He's going to use another second level spell slot. He's going to Misty Step out of the store directly behind Theo. And...
My lord, behind you!
He gets right behind you, presses the musket into your back.
Dodge this, kid.
Wouldn't
fire at you?
Wouldn't that be 35 feet?
Oh, he got pushed back.
He'll shoot you in the front end. That's
I want to look him in the eyes.
Yeah, sure. He teleports directly in front of you while aiming the gun and goes to just pump it into your chest. I'm going to make my shots here. This will be two of my double-barreled muskets.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry.
If you want to have me reroll this with a luck point, I would suggest it. I got a nat 20 on the first shot.
I can't. I already used my luck point.
Oh, God.
And I used it either in the last battle or...
How far away is he from us?
Well, he's right in front of Theo now. So he's about 15 feet from you and Glebnor.
Glebnor used his luck point.
Okay.
No, I didn't.
No.
But I think he can only use it on stuff that's affecting him.
I purposely went down to become difficult terrain.
Yeah.
That was 49 damage.
Halved.
Halved to 24.
Goodness gracious.
Arndir, you also take 24.
Yep.
And you guys look in horror as this thing just pumps two full-bodied rounds right into Theo's chest. Theo, it's like getting hit by a fucking truck. Not
which
so hot.
We know all about
it. Yeah, you actually do know all about it now, yeah. And he's going to use his free action to put his hand over and flip that switch back on his car because he's right with you guys at the car. Top of the round, he'll have to make some. You guys have to make their checks again.
Question.
Yeah.
Will it pull Cobbler out of the bag or anything in the bags? Like
he is Dread Steel.
Cobbler is. I'm going to say he's basically
more rock than
more. Well, not only that, but the bag of holding does create an extra dimensional space.
Okay. Because so my next question is going to be: does it pull my big gun out?
No, unfortunately. Or fortunately, depending on how you look at it. Okay, Glebnor, your turn.
You said top of the round, I do a strength save because he turned it on.
No, so that's gonna be that's top of the round, like when
oh,
it comes
next.
Back around.
Okay, yep. Sorry,
all perfect. Right.
Well, he's 15 feet away.
Yes,
grapple dapple.
Okay, give it a little grapple, do ya? You're gonna take an opportunity attack from the hound if you run by it, unless you want to hit the hound first to get your mobile going. Up to you.
Can I grapple his bonus action?
No. No, you can't.
Bite at me, hound!
Okay, he'll take a little bite. A chomp, if you will. It's 25 to hit. This dog is on fire today.
Well, chomp away.
That's 23 piercing damage. Have to 12.
Ow!
11, I'm sorry. And a DC 15 strength saving throw. Knock it, knock prone.
21.
Okay. This dog takes a big... bite out of your gooey ass region as you zip past him to run up to aid Theo. What would you like to do up there?
Grapple Mind
Grappled
Flayer.
Grapple the Mind Flayer. Okay, okay. Go ahead and make that athletics check for me if you would.
20.
Oh, nice. Okay. It's 24 acrobatics.
Fuck acrobatics? Isn't it strength against strength?
You can use acrobatics in place of strength. He rolled a 19 on the die. That's the only reason he got out of that one pretty much. Okay. He breaks out of the grapple once again. End of your turn, if that's all you get.
Well, I got a bonus action.
What do you want to do with that bonus action?
Disengage.
Okay, sure.
You cunning.
Sure. You cunningly disengage and slide back a little.
I'm going to go in with Daddy.
Okay, cool. Right.
I'm about to leave.
Get some glizzy.
Yeah, you dive into the store. You can see Taluga just had his, like, he still has, like, fresh tentacle marks around his head.
Daddy!
Why?
Your head!
What about it?
It's tentacly.
What? I'm not an octopus, am I?
No. Still, you've got, like, indents.
What?
like indent, like he was gonna.
I feel the top of my head is, do I have a headphone dent on my head?
Not yet. It wasn't long enough, but it could have been.
He was trying to work into my mind palace.
Arndir, what's your AC?
19.
23 on the bite attack. Arndir, as Glubnor slides away, this dog turns on you. It catches this blood scent that you are the actual target today. You're going to take 28 piercing damage?
Down.
Guys see Arndir goes unconscious as this dog knocks him over and is like ripping at his neck.
Goo!
Wait, that's me.
Reggie is like, oh god!
Can you use some aid?
Aid will unfortunately not get you up, but it will probably help a little, so...
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Would it help more if he
hasted someone?
Anyone?
Literally anyone, yeah.
Yeah, so I guess, Toluga, you're up next.
Is it my turn?
He looks at you, he's like, Toluga, they're going to kill Arndir. Get him!
No one kills him but me!
He blasts you with a little bit of haste. That is, yeah, he's concentrating now on the haste spell.
From the back of the truck.
He's going to, and then he's kind of like at the car, but he's going to kind of just like get out of the way a little bit so he doesn't like draw the attention of the Mind Flayer, hopefully. Toluga, that is your turn.
Okay. Question.
Mm-hmm.
Potion is an item interaction?
A potion is a bonus action to drink, and you have to roll it. If you use it full action, you will get the max amount of healing back.
Other question. If I do my tattoo and my Bapugol thing,
yeah,
can I use both? Use an action for both of those and then bonus action flurry?
So,
would you allow that?
Yeah, so basically you want to use one of your hasted actions to activate your tattoo and everything else?
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck it. Go nuts.
So like, I mean, if you don't want to let me just do one action, I'm fine doing two actions to do one for the tattoo, one for the
yeah, you can do arms. One for the tattoo, one for the arms, then your bonus action will be freed up for you to use your flurry. Perfect.
Awesome.
For you guys outside, what does it look like?
I run up really fast,
okay.
Right behind the squid man.
Okay.
I'm gonna make calamari out of you. It's gonna be delicious.
Okay.
Wait, hold on though. Would it be weird if I ate you? Like as food? Like you are squid, your tentacles are. Anyways, I'm gonna go ahead and do this, and then four arms, extra arms, blow up out of my body.
Okay. Horrifying.
So I got my beefy, like weird human muscular arms from the tattoo. And then I have my weird, creepy, glowy white crab arms.
Alabaster.
So
and then he takes, he's got to make a DC 15 wisdom saving throw.
Okay. It's probably pretty wise. 20 on the wisdom save.
So if he made it, he doesn't take anything.
Yeah, unfortunately, he didn't make it.
And then I'm going to be like, this is going to hurt you more than it's going to hurt me, buddy. Old pal, old buster, old friend, old guy.
Get to it, fish.
Okay. 26 and a 22.
Both hit.
21.
Little crabfish abomination is just going to town.
Was the dog within 10 feet of me?
No, the dog's okay. Over there near
Arndir. Because if he was within, he would have had to make the save for the
yeah,
clothes.
He's, I would say you're probably about 20 feet from the dog.
Okay.
You're on the other side of the Mind Flayer.
And that's it. I'm ready for next turn if
okay.
I make it that far.
Hey, Arndir, you're fading in and out of consciousness, and you can see that Gnarljack trap kind of springs over and starts like hobbling toward your body.
I don't like that.
Trying to kill you, buddy. Sorry. This is how fighting a scary bounty hunter would go.
Oh, God.
I'll make my attack here with advantage. That is a nat 20.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Goodbye.
You are going to take two death saving throw failures as
lovely.
This Gnarljack jumps on your chest and bites into it. And you can see that dressed in this Mind Flayer is like, good, give me that coin! It is your turn, Arndir. I need a death saving throw. Awesome. Straight
d20. Wow. Here we go.
That's a 4.
Does Reggie have that reaction?
You look over.
Pose.
Unfortunately, you guys look over as Arndir turns into a little coin with his face on the ground. And at the top of the round, as this mechanical magnetism goes off, you see the coin fly through the air and stick to the back of the car.
The coin's dredge steel?
For funsies, yes. I'm assuming that like he made this creation to pull metal and soul coins to
would
him.
Would it fly by me and my many arms, and one of which has 15 feet of range?
Unfortunately, you described yourself as being on the other side of the Mind Flayer, so no.
My claws do have 15 feet of range. Oh, sorry, the tattoos have 15 feet.
Okay.
The claws get 10 feet.
I'm going to need a DC 22 sleight of hand check.
Well, here we go. That's a tumble 9.
Yeah, your claw goes to grab the coin as it flings by you and lands on the back of this little creation here, this little mechanical magnet. And then also at the end of basically like the end of that, the end of who's the last turn up? It would have been Taluga, right?
It was
Arendir. Okay, so yeah. At the end of your turn, Arendir, he's going to use his legendary action to try to shoot Theo one more time. I'll also point out that the warding bond is no longer up.
Yep.
So let's see here.
I can use Sentinel Tech on him. If he's attacking Theo and I'm within 5 feet of him.
Is it a... It's can a you read Sentinel for me? You read it for me real quick?
So Sentinel Tech is when a creature within 5 feet of you makes an attack against the target other than me, I can use my reaction to make a melee weapon attack against the attack.
Yeah, go for it. You can definitely do that then. He's going to make that musket attack. It's a 24 to hit you, unfortunately, there, Theo.
No, it's too high.
That is 25 piercing damage.
Don't like that.
Okay.
21 against?
Yeah, 21 will hit.
8.
Okay. It is now going to be Theo's turn. You take another just full-brunted shot from this Mind Flayer. You can see Taluga's like hitting him in the back of the head, trying to like fight him off. And you look over at Arendir's death coin sitting on top of this machine.
I made 2 strength saves, a 19 and 18, so I keep both of the guns that I have.
Awesome.
One of them's broke right now, though, yep. So it doesn't matter. Can I do a free action to try and grab my other pistol?
Yeah, sure.
I'll do a strength save. That's a 19.
Okay, yeah, so I'll say that, like when he turned that back on, the guns that were on the ground kind of got yanked back up onto it.
As it was
but you grab your other pistol and rip it free of this magnetic field.
All right, so I have Judge's Sentence and Executioner's Hand. I'm basically just going to sharpshooter shot
sure.
3 shots at him. 28 down to a 23.
Okay.
I'm just going to roll all the
yeah,
things
go for it.
First. 26 down to a 21.
Okay, he'll throw a shield up on that one. AC's back to 23.
Gross.
25 damage on the shot that hit him.
Okay. And was that with the shotgun? Or did I make a save to knock it?
No, it Sorry, was it, the shotgun's broke right now.
Oh,
was
I forgot.
Just Judge's sentence gotcha. That hit him.
That is Anton's turn. I think as he sees that Arendir's coin is now attached to the back of the car, it's been fun, kid, but I got what I came for.
Wait.
Yeah, what do you got?
I did hit with the Sentinel attack.
He's going to misty step into his own car.
But the car can't move.
I mean, he can't move, but we've decided already that Sentinel doesn't work on vehicles because it's fucking crazy. He's like, Fang, come on! He misty steps into his car. You hear the engine turn on. And the car is going to use his movement to peel out. I'll give you guys have opportunity attacks on the car if you'd like.
So he's leaving the dog behind, though?
No, it's... The dog can teleport too. I made them all like teleport.
Oh, yeah. Think yeah. About it. The dog teleports
I'm sorry.
Too.
I'm going to lobby for something.
Sure.
Good. I was going to lobby for something. So
you want to sleight of hand, tie my rope to one of the pins of the grenade.
It's not your turn yet.
And as my op attack.
You're in the shop.
I have dash, bonus action, dash.
Get the fuck out of here. No, you cannot.
Someone else tie a rope to a grenade.
Can I just punch a grenade? To set it up.
Can you say that out loud one more time? Can you
punch a fucking grenade, Ryan?
Maybe just stick your finger in the pin.
It has to be a melee attack, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So can I just use the dagger that I have to press the button?
I'm not letting you get a freebie on this button. Like I'm letting you guys take an opportunity to actually damage the vehicle before it gets away. But you guys are getting real loosey-goosey with your free actions here, all right?
I just asked if I could punch the grenade, Ryan.
What if they damage the tires? Is there a mishap where they might explode?
Oh, does the vehicle mishap?
It uses normal mishap stuff. So if you can do more than 10 damage on the car, I'll have to roll the mishap table.
All right, then I'm
going
to... Hold on, let me go... You might be able to do something better.
No, I can't use the guns on an opportunity attack.
I hope the car flips.
Only did a 13 to hit.
Yeah, fortunately, that's not going to hit this sick whip.
Here we go. 21.
21 hits?
For 14 points a day.
Okay. I will
car explodes.
Roll on the
wait, Reggie's on that.
Oh, is Reggie really
Reggie's
still attached? Oh my god.
Wait, did he make the save?
No.
At the top of the round,
He didn't make the save.
Oh, I'll roll it here. Oof, that is a 9. Attached to this like big round magnet on the back of this car is Reggie, a bunch of grenades, and a little soul coin.
Pamphlets.
And a lot of pamphlets.
So how wouldn't all those, that's a lot of dredge steel.
Yeah.
On those pamphlets,
that would weigh them down.
No, wait, no, it won't.
What?
See if the car flips.
All right, it's like a muscle car, baby. This thing is wild. All right, I actually rolled a 20 on the mishap score. Can you guys let me know what happens on the mishap table?
I think that's pretty bad.
It's a flip.
It's a flip, it bitch! Flips. Get flipped!
The pamphlets off balance.
He thought he was getting away.
I really thought I was getting away.
I just imagine him being so cool and teleported in and just a car flipping over.
It's so, just one big punch by Toluca.
Flips the fucking car.
You know the video where the guy on the motorcycle like kicks the car and it tries to run him off the road and then it flips over immediately?
So yeah.
That.
He says like a bunch of cool lines. Teleports into his car. The engine kicks on. He starts to peel out, and as he's about to floor it and drive away, Toluca punches the side of this car so fucking hard with his giant crab hand that the offset weight of all these dreadsteel plates spins the entire car out. He goes maybe 5 feet, and the car flips over.
Does he take getting crushed by a car damage?
Creatures inside the vehicle fall prone and must succeed on a DC 15 strength save or take 3d6 bludgeoning damage. If they're prone, do they take disadvantage on a strength save?
Can someone look up prone for me real quick? This
there's a lot going on.
I was literally like,
Reggie would also have to make the save though, right?
It says inside. He's not inside.
He's not inside.
Oh, true. He's not inside.
He's part of the car currently.
For all intents and purposes, yeah, I guess the magnet would do that.
He just got a 15 on the strength save. So
is it halved?
About the dog?
Is it just negated?
The dog wasn't on the car yet. The dog's still like roaming around.
You said he teleported in.
He was going to on his turn, which is right after Glebnor's. You had a turn to get to him. This fucking dumb dog has Dimension Door. I don't know why. It's how this game works. Okay.
It just says prone has disadvantage on attack rolls, and a prone creature's only movement option is crawl unless it stands up and thereby in
that. Well, you're gonna have to crawl out from under the fucking car.
And then he's gotta flip over his car.
So, crawling out of this car, covered in broken glass, this pissed off mind flayer gets
up. It's just Toluga smiling, slapping his fat ass.
Fine! We'll do it your way. We will catch up next time on Dicey Situations. Fuck me!
Who flips over a truck? You flipped over my car? My cool Corvette?
See you guys next time. Keep it dicey.
Howdy, Glebnor here, and I just want to say thanks for listening to Dicey Situations. If you liked what you heard, make sure you come back on Friday to listen to our talkback called Situational Awareness, where we break down the episode and you get to know us, the players, a little bit better. And oh, as always, make sure you rate, review, subscribe, and word of mouth actually helps a lot. So if you could tell all your friends, that would be great. Thanks again. Keep it dicey!
This has been a Business Shark production.